Welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off. Switch to silent and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back in to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak for any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, D for comment, P for propose, S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments without using the instant message, and members are reminded that they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Apologies, we have apologies from
Councillor Finn and McGuinness, Chair.
Thank you. Any others? Okay. And item number two, declarations of interest. And item three is the action sheet. It's just the one page. Any matters arising? Okay. Proposer and seconder? Proposed by Councillor Jackson and seconded by Councillor Mathers. Item number four is for discussion is the DEA forum update. I hand over to Alison.
Thank you, Chair. Members, the report is for noting and to consider and agree the actions in the action sheets arising from the DEA forum meetings listed in 3.1. I don't propose to talk through the action sheets, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Questions? Okay, can I get a proposer, please? Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor King. Item number five is the leasing of council land and facilities. Item five is the eight are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposal to go into closed session, please? First in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, leasing of council land and facilities. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Mathers, to progress the request to lease lands at Mike Community Centre through the Council's support and leasing policy. Item 6, procurement for PCSP contracted services on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor King. It was agreed to approve the procurement of PCSP contracted services for 2026-27, as detailed within the officer's report. Item 7, usage agreement for AHC facilities on the proposal of Councillor Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor Brennan. It was agreed to approve the sporting club sole use of the council facility for the duration of their development works until March 2027, subject to agreed terms and periodic review. Then item for noting, for item 8, Good Relations Action Plan 26 and 27. On the proposal of Councillor Kate Murphy, seconded by Councillor King, it was agreed to note the report and attach it attached draft of the Council's Good Relations Action Plan for 26/27. There's no other business. Thank you. Goodbye.